Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story on this beautiful Christmas Eve. It's the 24th of December. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are now talking with our AAA editor, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting at 963-0842. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Richard, and right back at you.
We're in a very interesting time in our lives, as well as fast approaching 2012, but we're trying to take all of this time and calendar in little bite-sized pieces as we move through the astrological signs and so forth. Capricorn is our focus today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Capricorn is an earth sign. It's very grounded. It's very practical and pragmatic and methodical. It can be very calm, though when it is afraid, when the only thing that scares a Capricorn is not having enough. They rule the material world, money, banking, aspects of business and commerce and Wall Street and stuff, and so they can be very good with money and managing resources, but, you know, when they get scared of want or lack or not enough, they turn into Scrooge real fast.
You know, that's interesting because, of course, as we're talking here today, the report is out of Washington. Of course, apparently
right.
The general public, taxation is like number 7 on their list of priorities. But apparently they've struck a deal for those wage earners over $1 million or more that their tax withholding will not be going up as of January 1st. Thank you very much. But that seems to be, to me, and help me to understand, that seems to be like an indicator of some sort.
Yeah, well, that's political.
The struggle.
Well, no.
I'm talking
about Christmas.
Well, no. I understand, but I'm talking about the whole metaphysical aspect of dealing with money, finance, prosperity, abundance, and so forth.
Right, and that is a priority. To really speak to that question, you have to take in more factors, one of them being the chart of the United States where Capricorn falls and where, you know, the transits right now with so much energy in Capricorn
right.
fall. You know, we do have a lot of emphasis right now in general in the heavens mm-hmm. on, you know, being very present, be here now, deal with what's here and now, and deal with what's here and now in a way that not only is good for the here and now, but good and smart for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think our leaders are failing us. And that's where and that is very definitely reflected in the, you know, the transits to the natal chart of the
right.
U.S. It is better now than it was 5 years or 10 years ago.
Right.
But we are still dealing with the ramifications mm-hmm. of those earlier transits and how we as a nation manage them.
And we're going to talk
good.
Well, we're going to talk more about that in the new year. As a matter of fact, we will talk to you on the last day of this year, January 31st, December
yes.
31st. And we encourage people to go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, give you a call at 963-0842. And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
You too, Richard. Talk to you next week.
And stay tuned. We'll have more coming up.